Now I want to invite Renuka, who was baptized this morning, to come and share with us a healing testimony. Please welcome Renuka.
Thank you, Pastor Vanaja. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to share my testimony and the healing power of Jesus Christ. My name is Renuka. I'm from a Hindu background. I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer early this year in January. And by the time it was diagnosed, it was advanced and it has spread to other parts of the body, like everywhere, liver, spleen, bowel, urinary, bladder, everything. So being a gynecologist myself, I know the prognosis is quite bad. So my doctors told me this condition is not operable and you need chemotherapy to see whether we can shrink the condition, then you can go for the surgery. So I was very depressed, devastated. I didn't know where to turn to. So I was feeling very hopeless. Then I spoke to my brother, who's in India, who had accepted Christ 2 years back. So he told me, okay, so there is only one Savior who can save you. That is our Lord Jesus Christ. So he just turned to Jesus Christ and he will save you. So I immediately accepted Lord Jesus as my Savior and I started praying and started reading the Bible. So meanwhile, at the same time, my husband, he went to Trinity Church with one of his colleagues and he brought over some brothers and sisters from Trinity Church. They came and prayed for me and I had started my chemotherapy by then. I was feeling very weak and also I was worried about risk of infection. But I just kept continuing my prayers and brothers and sisters from Trinity Church, they visited me regularly and when they prayed for me, I received the gift of tongues, so which I have not heard of before. So every gift is from above. So I continued praying. Then in March, I went for my scan. So when they looked at the scan, they told me, your tumor hasn't responded much to the chemotherapy. That means it's all still there. Even though it has reduced a bit, it's still all there. So you need to go for an operation, which is going to be risky and it has lots of complications and the doctors weren't sure whether they could remove all the tumor. But I just believed in Jesus Christ, our healing God, and I just went ahead with the surgery and that's what my family believed as well. But before surgery, so my surgery was fixed on April 17th and I came to Church of Our Christ on April 1st, Easter weekend, for the healing service. So during the healing service, when I was prayed over by one of the brothers, both me and my husband, we felt the touch of Lord Jesus. And at that moment, we believed that I'm totally healed. And I went for my surgery on April 17th. So it was a 10-hour long surgery. So there was tumor everywhere. Even though the doctors weren't hopeful that they could remove everything, Lord Jesus was there in the operation theater to guide the doctors and the anesthetists. And my surgery went without any complications and they could remove everything. Praise the Lord. They could remove everything. And the doctors, when they spoke to me after the surgery, they told me, compared to the scan I had in March, when they went in to do the operation, the tumor was much lesser than expected, which is usually not the case. Because when you stop chemotherapy for a month, usually it gets more. So now I know that Jesus is working on me. My surgery went without any complication and my recovery period was also wonderful. So the doctors were amazed. So it is all beyond medicine. So it's all God's power. So even after surgery, after a 10-hour long surgery, during my recovery period, I didn't even have pain. I didn't even need painkillers. I believe Jesus has borne all my pain and all my sickness in the cross. So after the surgery, they sent the tissue for reporting. So when the biopsy came back, they told me that I met with my oncologist. They said, "We don't think your tumor is responding very well to the chemotherapy. Anyway, we'll continue with the chemotherapy. You may need maintenance maybe for a year to see how it goes." She wasn't really very hopeful. But I know Jesus is healing me. He has already healed me. So I need not worry about anything. So I just claiming the verse from Isaiah 53:5, "By his stripes I am healed." So I just continued with my chemotherapy in the hope that I'm already healed. Even though the doctors may say so, they may tell you your prognosis is no good, I just believed in one thing, Jesus. So just continued praying. Then I also started attending the church regularly. And every week when I attended, the same brother who prayed for me during the healing service, he prayed for me every week. And so this time I could feel that the chemotherapy was much better than when I had it before my surgery. The side effects were much lesser. I was more energetic, more active. I could do my normal things. And I know God is helping me in everything. And he's protecting me. So I completed my 9 weeks of chemotherapy. And I just had my scan done this week. And praise the Lord, I'm all clear of cancer in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you. And as I get baptized today, I believe in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. And I'm very sure that I am totally healed and it is permanent. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much.
Why don't we pray together for Sister Dr. Renuka, actually. Lord, we thank you for the amazing work that you have already done in her life. And Father, we trust that what you have begun, you will complete in her. So we pray for her whole family, her husband, and all those who have been receiving this touch of grace from you. Lord, may you continue to bless them as well. In Jesus' name, we give you glory. Amen, amen. Thank you, Renuka. Thank you.